It is indeed the good stuff. Kim and Mike Burge, your hosts today, and we're happy that you've tuned in because each day everyone needs some good stuff. Talking about good stuff, you got to check out Tri-State Livestock News. They're what ranchers read, and you know why? Because they are the cattleman's publication. They carry all aspects of agriculture, information on grain, forages, sheep, hogs, cattle, new and used farm equipment, upcoming ag-related events. Everything around that topic is covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you check them out. You can go to tsln.com and subscribe right there.
Where can you find the first Northern Hemisphere designated Quiet Trails International? Or International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska. How about the Niobrara River, number one in river adventures in the Midwest? Well, it's all right here in Cherry County, Nebraska, as well as the state's tallest waterfall and many, many more things. Check out 50 things to do for your next vacation. Visit valentine.org. Kim, what do you got to share today?
I have a little truth in advertising.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't understand why prescription medicine is allowed to advertise on TV or why anyone would think of trying one of the medicines after listening to the laundry list of warnings of possible side effects. But this is definitely an exception. Now, I did not write this, but I certainly have to agree with that statement. Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Now, remember, this is the exception to the medical prescriptions. Advertising on TV. Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? Do you sometimes feel stressed? If you answered yes to any of these, ask your doctor or pharmacist about Cabernet Sauvignon. Cabernet Sauvignon is a safe, natural way to feel better and more confident. It can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you are ready and willing to do just about anything. You will notice the benefits of Cabernet Sauvignon almost immediately. With a regime of regular doses, you'll overcome obstacles that prevent you from living the life that you want. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past. You will discover talents you never knew you had. But the side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all-night poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warnings. The consumption of Cabernet Sauvignon may make you think you are whispering when you are not. The consumption may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you love them. The consumption may cause you to think you can sing. And the consumption of Cabernet Sauvignon may create an illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. Please feel free to share those little tidbits.
All right. Here's a couple of things to leave you with today. If you think that healthcare is expensive now, wait until you see what it costs when it's free.
Oh, exactly.
No man's life, liberty, or property is safe while the legislature is in session. That's from Mark Twain. We all know he was a philosopher.
Well, and that was a long time ago, and that was the message he sent.
Here's an unknown one. I don't know who put this in there, but talk is cheap, except when Congress does it. A few things for you on this political season as we count down about a month away from the big election.
Here, let's have a few more jokes to wrap things up. Again, remember, these are the ones that make you groan. Deja vu, the feeling that you've heard this bowl before. Two fish swim into a concrete wall. The one turns to the other and says, "Damn."
Yes.
Yes. Two northerners sitting in a kayak were chilly, so they lit a fire in the craft. Not surprisingly, it sank, proving once again that you can't have your kayak and heat it too.
And heat it too. Okay.
Yes. In other words, you can't have your cake and eat it. You can't have your kayak.
I know where that came from.
All right. A woman has twins and gives them up for adoption. One of them goes to a family in Egypt and is named Amal. The other goes to a family in Spain. They name him Juan. Years later, Juan sends a picture of himself to his birth mother. Upon receiving the picture, she tells her husband that she wishes she also had a picture of Amal. Her husband responds, "They're twins. If you've seen Juan, you've seen Amal."
No, oh, that is a groaner there.
Yeah, I didn't say they were good. I said they were groaners. Full disclosure.
Thanks for spending a few minutes. Hopefully we've lightened your day a little bit here on The Good Stuff.